Welcome to the Stoic Handbook podcast. This is John Brooks speaking. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for being a member of the Stoic Handbook community and taking the time out of your day to listen to my podcast, read my newsletter, and put the ideas to practice to level up your practical wisdom. If you're a fan of my work and you want to support the show, you can sign up to the premium version of the Stoic Handbook podcast. You can either do this directly from within Apple Podcasts, or you can go on stoichandbook.supercast.com. When you sign up to Stoic Handbook Premium, you'll get access to my existing library of Stoic meditation and contemplation courses. I make each course about a specific emotional topic like negative thinking or anxiety, relationships, anger, etc., as well as workshops, exclusive Ask Me Anything sessions, and ad-free standard episodes. There's a 7-day free trial, so you can check it out, see if it's good for you. I'm always adding new content, and I take a lot of time to craft my courses to make them as high quality as can be. One of the listeners of the Stoic Handbook Premium told me that they listened to my anxiety course over 50 times. People often like to go through them over and over again. So like I said, you can check it out, see if it's a good fit for you. It's this podcast, plus a bunch of premium episodes, meditations, talks, workshops, etc. And I also open up the space for questions as well. If you want to talk to me and get me to record a podcast episode on a specific topic for you, that's what Stoic Handbook Premium is there for. Now let's go into today's episode. Did you have a hard time getting to this meditation? Was it difficult to arrive? No? Yes? As you might know, the entity that is listening now, the entity we call you, consists of trillions of atoms that are so very precisely arranged that they will never exist in this formation again. All of the tiny particles that are in silent symphony right now are responsible for every heartbeat, every breath, every reaction you have ever made and will ever make. What's particularly odd is that even though you are a very complex and very alive person, if we were to pick you apart atom by atom, we would not find anything that is indeed alive. We would find the same atoms that might exist in a rock or a cloud or the sun, but arranged differently. It is also easy to take for granted that there is anything at all. The universe itself hasn't always existed. There was a time, if we want to call it that, where there were no flowers or people or animals or sky. There was no universe whatsoever. So the fact that you made it here today is indeed very impressive, not to mention, of course, how you've lived this long. Of the billions of species that have existed on Earth, 99.99% have become extinct, gone, never to return. While the atoms in your system are very good at keeping you alive, the atoms in the world around you can cause major threat to that goal. At this point, we also have to thank every one of our ancestors, who include monkeys, fish, and even single-cell organisms, for reproducing at precisely the right moment in precisely the right way to allow us to exist. In fact, if over the last 3.8 billion years, any of our ancestors did anything differently, we would not be here listening to this. I don't know if you are a betting person, but if you were to go back to the dawn of the universe, you would be beyond foolish to bet on your own existence. The likelihood of you being alive is equivalent to 2 million people all getting together with a trillion-sided die. Throwing the die up in the air and everyone getting the exact same number on the first throw. If you look outside, it's almost impossible to contemplate that the cities and buildings and cars and coffee cups were once made of stars. Stars that became unstable, then exploded to become gas clouds, eventually becoming solar systems. But the creation of the universe, according to science, is even stranger still. Everything that exists in the entire universe was once compacted into a space so small it had no dimensions. This is known as the singularity. It's hard to imagine what a singularity would look like because it doesn't exist inside of a universe like ours. In many ways, it is a no-thing. The question I have for you is, how is this landing? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much awe and delight do you experience contemplating these facts? How you answer might depend heavily on your age. Your typical 2-year-old will find true delight in walking through a puddle, or seeing how magnets repel each other, or the way a balloon seems to float. As this 2-year-old gets older, the price of ore becomes more expensive. As a 22-year-old, you would need a significantly rarer and novel event to trigger the same amount of delight. That 22-year-old may even be proud of their lack of awe, telling people they have grown up and simple things no longer delight them. From a Stoic perspective, losing your sense of delight, which is a wonderful aspect of being alive, isn't something to brag about. Just in the same way we would be concerned if we lost our sense of smell or taste, we should also be concerned if we can no longer feel awe. And more importantly, if this is the case, we should take the steps required to rekindle it. We can practice regaining the sense of awe we once had by trying to make the invisible visible again, by trying to see the magic of reality. Become a master at seeing the invisible. I'll leave you with a quote from Marcus Aurelius. "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." I hope that you enjoyed that, took some value from it. Couple of quick things. If you can leave a rating for the podcast wherever you're listening to it, that really helps new people find it. And I also love reading reviews, so let me know what you think about it. And if you want to go further and get access to all of my premium meditations and audio courses, Ask Me Anythings, workshops, etc., consider subscribing to Stoic Handbook Premium with a free trial, either directly within Apple Podcasts or over at stoichandbook.supercast.com. It's the same thing, just 2 different ways to access it. And I'll see you back here for the next episode of the Stoic Handbook Podcast.